CSI, a Quinn Martin production in color.
Huh?
What?
Hmm?
Did you say something?
What?
I'm hallucinating.
Monkeypox!
Yeah, that's what we need. That's just what we bleeding need. Thanks, Earth!
Monkeypox.
Come on. Remember that? What was that? The killer? What was it? Murder hornets.
Yes.
Remember the start of the pandemic, and now monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Rated X.
Coming to a person near you. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've been triple vaccinated for monkeypox, dude. I'm safe.
Monkeypox.
I got your monkeypox right here.
Everything we know about it coming up in a few minutes.
Neat. So that'll be an 8-second break.
It's about 8 to 10 seconds. Yep.
It sucks. End of story.
The fish in Florida.
Yeah, well, I don't know what this is.
It's, they're, well, I'll explain next.
Is this related kind of to the drunken deer we spoke to the other day, kind of?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. It's
is it anything
worse
like
than that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome. That's great.
Nicknames in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
As people are not necessarily always kind with nicknames.
I don't know what you're talking about, fart breath.
I used to.
And I just came up with that.
The kids, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had giant ears.
Robbie Joyner,
as you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Giant ears.
For example.
When
yeah.
I was younger, I was much smaller, but my ears were the same size. So they were not that creative with ears. They used to call me ears.
Oh, wow. Ears,
just that,
huh?
Just,
wow.
It was like, yeah, well, I mean, that's I like, guess it's yeah. tough to argue.
It's like after someone gets a haircut, they're like, what's up, haircut?
Right.
Wow.
Put a little work into it. People are dumb a little bit later this hour.
People are dumb.
And this hour's word for you to text so you can win $2,000.
$2,000!
About 10 minutes here on 95.5 KLOS.
Achduch! Achduch! ACDC, achduch!
That's how you say it?
Mm-hmm. That's in Jetism.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
What if we were to really just cut off Florida? What if that were to like, really just like separate?
Yeah, didn't Bugs Bunny do that and it floated off into the ocean?
I feel like that's important.
Pretty sure, yeah, yeah.
Because this story comes out of West Palm Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh.
A new study out of South Florida has found that the fish in our waters are on drugs.
Nah, that's cool.
The fish are on drugs.
You're so wasted, man.
We're talking about all sorts of drugs in these waters and then getting into our fish. Valium, antidepressants, blood pressure medicine. And the numbers are so alarming. Scientists say our fisheries could disappear forever.
I mean, these idiots throwing away in the toilet, right? Their medicine.
No.
Oh.
It's no.
Are the fish robbing
the
CVS's
the
now?
Pharmacies? No. No, you'll hear.
I'm out of guesses.
Well, you'll hear.
And one of the problems starts in the doctor's office, goes to the drugstore, and ultimately ends up in the ocean.
8 of them were antidepressants, and a few of them were up to about 300 times the level that a doctor would prescribe you.
Nick Castillo has just completed a 3-year study with fellow scientists at Florida International University and with the Bonefish and Tarpon Trust. The research team tested the blood of 93 bonefish in South Florida.
All right, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fish called a bonefish.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
A bonefish.
That fish is getting it on.
First of all, we don't eat bonefish.
Well, that makes one of you.
I'll give you that heads up
okay,
as we go into the story. Nobody eats it.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're just worried that if bonefish
are getting wasted,
yes, then what about the other fish?
Yeah,
they're
what about cod, man?
You're probably eating the same stuff,
I
dude.
Saw that cod smoking out in the parking lot, dude.
They found pharmaceutical drugs in every single one.
Mm.
The average number of drugs reported in just one fish, 7. And some had up to 16 different prescriptions in their systems.
Get the hell out of here.
This is prescription
16.
Drugs. And not high drugs, not to get you high.
Yeah, it's like blood pressure medicine.
Blood pressure medicine, Valium is the biggest one, I think. And then there's like mood enhancers and that kind of stuff.
Who's the fish's like hookup, man? Who are they hanging out with?
We should note here, in Florida, bonefish are supposed to be caught and released.
Right.
We don't eat them. But what bonefish eat, other fish are eating too.
Mm-hmm.
And breakfast very likely had something it shouldn't have had.
Like antidepressant drugs that can have profound effects on an organism that's exposed.
So how is medication getting into our fish?
Here's
Thank
your question.
You.
Here's your question. Where does it come from?
Yes.
How do they get it?
Cotton Eye Joe.
You're not going to love it.
Mm.
Scientists say the answer is simple. Through human waste. We flush it, they find it.
And it's not.
Well, but it's like, I mean, they're kind of saying flush it because a lot of people do flush their drugs.
Right, but that's not
need.
What they're saying.
No, they're not. That's not
they're
what
not
they're saying.
They're saying that we as humans take the drugs that we're supposed to take and then it's in our waste and then the fish
eat. Johnny Lydon once said, I eat what you secrete.
When we take a prescription, the leftover medicine our body doesn't process comes out when we go to the bathroom. From our toilets to wastewater treatment plants. Florida has 4,000 of them.
Straight from our toilet to your plate.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I can't be on this planet anymore.
The fish are on Valium. That's what we're learning. Fish in Florida.
On Valium. V-A-L-U-M. Valium. Wow.
Pretty sure that's not how you spell it, but listen.
It's close enough for me.
It's close enough. Just cut it off, man.
I'm really tempted to shave all my head off.
Just chop it. Chop it right off.
Cut every last little bit and I'll go completely bald. I could do it tomorrow.
I'll help you tomorrow.
Because it is St. Baldrick's Day tomorrow. You know, the LAFD and LAPD, like every year, try to raise money and awareness for children's cancer and to show solidarity with the kids who have the bald heads and shave your head. Would you do that? You're pretty close as it is.
I have pretty short hair, yeah.
You do.
I've been bald before and
have
it looks
you?
Scary.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
It looks so scary.
It is pretty funky.
Yeah.
But it's to raise awareness. And it's to help the kids.
Right.
So if you go by any of the LAPD or LAFD social media sites, you can see a little more details on the St. Baldrick's Foundation head shaving event coming up this Saturday.
Here's what I'll tell you not to do.
Okay.
Don't go on Twitter and look for monkeypox.
Okay.
Don't do that.
What about Instagram or 4chan?
No and no.
Okay.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is collaborating with Massachusetts health officials on an investigation into a case of monkeypox.
Oh, dear Lord. Monkeypox. That's what we need. What the hell is monkeypox?
The case of monkeypox was confirmed in a man in Massachusetts who had recently traveled to Canada.
And what was he doing up in Canada? You know, it gets pretty wild in Canada. I bet they had some crazy party up there.
Monkeypox is, let me see if I can find the symptoms include flu-like illness. Great, another one. lymph node swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the ugly part, the rash on the hand or face.
Rash or hand on your hand or
ugly.
Face?
Ugly, it's ugly.
Really? It looks like a monkey? Does it come out like
no,
a...
No, what's funnier about this, as I did a little research, is it doesn't come from monkeys.
Oh, really?
No.
They just decided, hey, you know, I like monkeys. They make silly noises. Let's call it that.
I think they were monkeys that were being... Listen, everything you hear here...
is crap.
Double check.
Triple, okay? Quadruple check.
I'm just telling you what I read... I don't know that it's real. Double check yourself.
Whatever Kevin says, go correct. In and change Wikipedia to this.
Correct. it doesn't go for monkeys. They were doing tests on monkeys.
Of course. Leave them alone.
And then this disease came about that's sort of like smallpox.
Somebody was a little too fond of one of the test monkeys.
And apparently it's mostly carried by rodents.
Oh, that's fun.
So they said a more accurate word would be rodent pox.
That's even worse.
Which is terrible.
I mean, everybody likes a monkey, a good monkey.
Yes, so. But a squirrel... can also
squirrel
carry
pox.
It.
That nope. doesn't sound quite
the
so
squirrel can carry monkey pox. That's the name of it. It's been named monkey pox.
Yeah. Even though
monkeys?
Squirrels get it.
Yeah, and monkeys don't. I mean, maybe they do. It's you can transfer it to human, like with a scratch and body fluids. So it's really, really difficult to transfer from human to human. But there's been a case in Spain, maybe 7 or 8 in Spain, and there's been one in the UK. There's one here. And the scarred population from COVID is now crazed about monkeypox.
It just sounds ridiculous every time
I'm
you
saying
say it.
Don't go down the rabbit hole.
Monkeypox
monkey hole. On Twitter.
Yeah, never go down on monkey hole.
Never do that.
No.
Because the people there are like, oh my God, I started trying to sell ivermectin yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got a whole stash.
Oh, cool.
So if somebody's worried about monkeypox, get a hold of me. I'll help you out.
Just pour a little bleach on it. That ought to get her done.
Speaking of people being dumb, that's coming up next. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is just the sort of thing. A local Los Angeles artiste, Dorothy, you'll hear on Matt Pinfield's show Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. His new and approved show. He's always talking to all those bands, the new bands, the old bands, all the bands.
He knows all the bands.
Everybody knows Matt, and they love him. Sunday nights at 8 here on Third Wave. 116th Wave.
Just waiting it out.
Oh, yeah, KLOS.
That's thank right. you. People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know. Just play the outro now. I mean,
okay.
No, I'm just kidding. A 23-year-old man was arrested after allegedly breaking into the park Monday night and deciding to have a swim in the Nile crocodile enclosure.
Oh, that's a bright idea.
He took a swim in a crocodile farm. Listen to this.
I actually spoke to the park director in the last 15 minutes, and I want to give you an idea of what he tells me occurred here overnight and what the staff actually discovered when they arrived early this morning. So they came here to the alligator farm in St. Augustine. They say they show up around 7 a.m. They saw evidence that someone had broken in. When they started to look around, they actually found of all pieces of shoes that they may be able to find, they found Crocs. And
oh, come on.
Listen.
Were you there? Is this you?
Listen, the guy had Crocs.
Your pal Allie?
The guy had Crocs.
To hang out with a crocodile.
And he did jump into an alligator farm.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Shorts, and they initially thought that this may have been a prank. They thought that someone was trying to make it look like someone had been eaten by the alligators, but then they start looking around, and then that's when they were able to discover blood. There were three 12-foot Nile crocodiles there.
Wow.
Three 12-foot
12
feet. Crocodiles.
Holy cow.
And he jumped in to have a swim.
Hey, what's going on? I thought I'd swim with you for a while.
With my Crocs.
I have Crocs on. See how funny that is, everyone? Crocs, see? Funny.
They actually discovered blood in the upper platform zip line, and here the park director tells us how they were able to piece together what may have happened.
And we start looking around, and there's a floating shoe. Oddly enough, one of those rubber crocodile shoe, Croc shoes, in the pool, and somebody's shorts are in the pool.
His shorts are in the pool. I mean, come on. That's
you know, crocodiles do insist on nudity if you're going to swim with them.
That's true.
They do.
That is true.
And we start thinking, okay, well, you know, it looks like somebody wants us to think a crocodile ate somebody, but there's not a body. We know they couldn't have swallowed. Even three 12-foot crocodiles couldn't have consumed a whole human body overnight.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
I'd like to challenge that.
Yeah, me too.
Me, the guy that knows nothing about alligators and crocodiles, I'd like to challenge that, because three 12-footers?
Yeah, that makes me kind of want to go swimming with them. Now they're not going to be able to eat you completely.
So who are you going to believe, the guy that knows?
Now.
Or me?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, police say that they found a man who was about less than a mile away from here, who was apparently just in his boxers, and said that he had been attacked by a wild alligator. When the staff here contacted the police, they were able to put two and two together and actually connect him to...
Did they, like, sit there for a long time going, no? I mean, the way he worded it, it's like, are they able to put two and two together?
Put two and two together.
I mean, do you think that...
I like the guy
same?
That is wearing his underwear only, boxers. And he has attack marks on him from a crocodile.
Idiot. And he's trying to claim it's wild.
And he says to the police, oh, what are you talking about? That was a wild crocodile.
I was at 7-Eleven, and this crocodile came up and just, like, made me strip and took my Crocs and bit me.
Are those my shorts? Maybe those are my shorts in that, but I didn't put them in there.
I think he dragged them back over there, man, because they're hot.
Why am I not wearing my Crocs? No reason.
This bizarre occurrence, if we understand it right now, this man is actually in the hospital being treated, but he is in police custody.
Pretty sweet.
At least he's not in Croc tummy. Instead,
I wish he was.
Yeah, me too.
I really wish he was.
I know, right?
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station.
Word to your fridge.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about nicknames, shall we?
All right.
My daughter recently started calling me El Jefe.
This is now, one of the most wonderful things I've ever seen in my life, in fact, right here.
She does it to be funny, of course.
Okay.
But El Jefe is hilarious to me.
So how did it come about? How did you become the boss?
I don't remember. Yeah. I think she was just talking to me one day, and she lives in Miami part-time, and she called and said something about El Jefe, and I was like, what are you talking about? She decided that was a funny name for me.
And then I saw that you had decided you didn't want to watch some shows or something, and your lady friend said, all right, El Jefe, what are we watching?
Yeah. So that made me think of nicknames, not only from parents to kids or other kids to kids, but adults to adults. You have about 100 nicknames.
I do. Slug Sadie's Benz, Baron Von Slug, the Slug Monstrosity, the Slug Monkey, Thurston Howell the Monster is one of my favorite ones.
Okay, good.
And Frank Distortion, the Father of Mayhem. I was actually that for a couple of weeks on the air one time.
Yeah, but you use those as radio names.
Yeah, and to avoid the police.
Right, of course. I looked up the most common nicknames for people.
Okay.
And you are not going to believe it's not ranked. There are only about 15 of them. They're not ranked.
Okay.
So this isn't number one or number 15, but it's the first one.
Okay. What is it? Boss?
Sloppy Nuts.
Sloppy Nuts?
I was like, what?
What the hell kind of site were you on?
What?
You know, I mean, it's been at least a week since anyone called me that. I don't think that that's very popular.
Pretty strange. Boss is the one I hate. Yeah. Someone calls me boss.
Me too.
I don't love it.
And I know a lot of times, I believe that it's genuinely like, you know, hey, man, like, hey, cool, that's cool.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, nah, you just like, you hate my guts.
Maybe that's part of what it is. Yeah. If you say boss when I'm not your boss.
Which I'm not. I am not your boss.
Then you are secretly hating me?
Yeah, that's the...
Is that what's happening?
I think we just hate ourselves, so we just expect everyone else does.
Maybe. So, nicknames that you were saddled with or are saddled with.
Right. Good one.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe your significant other calls you it. Your kids call you it, like mine.
Besides El Jefe, have you ever had any other nicknames?
My kids just call me Kev.
Kev Dog.
Yeah, that came up at the other station. I don't even remember how that started.
Hey, man, because it's cool. You're Kev Dog.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
But when my daughter heard that I had stolen a traffic cone from a church, remember when that happened?
It's still in the studio right here.
I was talking to her on the phone, and she goes, I like to think of Kev running around on a random Tuesday causing mayhem.
Stealing the traffic cones that can keep people from dying.
So they talk about me in the third person as if they're not talking to me. I like to think of Kev doing
this. Interesting.
So you have a nickname, 818-955-KLOS. Call
down. You don't remember any when you were a kid, though, huh?
Just ears.
Ears?
Yeah, ears. Right. It wasn't even an effort. Right. I had giant ears when I was a kid.
And that's the best they could come up
still
with?
Still do.
Hey, ears.
But my head was smaller, so my ears were bigger then, compared. And ears was it.
Wow.
And Vinny.
Vinny?
I also had Vinny from Kevin.
Oh, I get it.
I think.
Ooh, I might have to start calling you Vinny.
No, I hate Vinny. No.
Oh, well, then
no.
I really have to start calling you Vinny.
No, I'm going to require El Jefe from everybody.
818-955-KLOS. Lay your nicknames on us. Let's hear them.
We're talking about nicknames.
That's right, Kev Dog.
Nope.
El Jefe. Hell yeah.
Which my daughter now calls me El Jefe.
I love that.
We'll take your calls now. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I got a nickname for you.
Yep.
Suave.
Ooh, Rico Suave.
Not necessarily Rico, but Suave for sure.
Yeah. That's what people call you?
Some of my friends call me that.
Hmm. I used to call someone that very sarcastically, and he finally caught on.
Are they sarcastic when they call you that?
Do you think?
No. I guess they think I'm smooth, and my last name is Suarez.
Oh, all right. So there you go.
Poor bastard. You think they're serious?
Oh, that's nice.
That is just sad.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Rico Suave.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. A nickname?
I had big ears, too. I was called Keebler. You know, like Keebler Elf?
Sure.
Oh, that's irritating.
Sure.
Yeah. So have you grown into your ears like Kev Dog here?
I don't know that.
Oh, not necessarily. They're still big.
Same.
Right. Same. On. Well, thanks for calling ears.
KLOS, hello.
Ears.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey. We're good. You have a nickname?
Oh, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, darling. How are you doing?
Good.
I called you before, something about what we learned about parents that
she
hadn't known.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I told you what my dad used to call me, JoJo, the dog face boy. But my husband
That's
used to
so
call
sweet.
Me,
yeah, that's nice.
He called his daughter JoJo the dog faced boy.
Unbelievable. And we might need to get his phone number and have a word with him.
That is hilarious. If you're not you.
And, my husband used to call me Joji JoJo Jellin' Me because when I was a little kid, I couldn't my first name and my middle name.
Right.
And so I was always called JoJo, and he always called me Joji, and so it just became one big long
JoJo Joji Jelly and Me?
No, Joji JoJo Jellin' Me.
Tell us again what your dad called you.
JoJo, the dog face boy.
That is a loving, loving dad right there.
Yeah.
That is a sweet
I came from a
story.
Loving family, I found out just today. Hey, thank you for calling. Dog face dog. Boy. Deal. 818-955.
That's an awful nickname.
It is.
Nicknames.
KLOS. Slug Sadie's Benz Baron Von Slug the Slug Monkey.
Talking about nicknames. KLOS. Hello.
My wife always babies my son. So she calls him like Sweetie Pie. my sweet young boy. Everything's sweet. And so I call him Cabezon. Cabezon is like big head.
Right.
In Spanish.
Yep.
So I've had that too. It just means stubborn. So it's like my father-in-law tried to say like, hey, like you're a sweet boy, you're a sweet dad. And I was like, I don't like it. I want to be called Cabezon.
I like that he went with Cabezon. I like that. Yeah. He chose that of the two.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling. Yeah, you don't want to be called, you know, sweet by mom all the time. Yeah. You're like, shut that down. Shut it down.
KLOS, hello.
My nickname is Papa Boner.
Oh, no.
Pop A or Papa?
Papa Boner.
Papa Boner. I don't ever want to think of that ever again.
Wait, what?
Why?
Because my last name's Boner.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin's upset over here.
Right, that's troubling.
And I don't want to see the film.
I don't love it.
The film version.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
You're going to have to change your name, sir. Sorry.
Papa and Boner need to not be together.
No.
Those need to be separate.
Yes.
A long ways away.
Way separate.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Papa Boner. Woo!
KLOS, hello.
Gutter Punk.
Gutter Punk. How come? I like that one.
I like Gutter Punk.
That's a gooder. I am able to smoke that.
Yeah, I like
that. That's a gooder.
That's a good
thing. Thanks for calling, man.
It's better than JoJo the dog face boy.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
For the girl, yeah.
Hello, yeah.
Hi there. Nicknames.
When I was in the Air Force, they called me Headquarters because my head was so big.
Headquarters.
I like it.
You know, that's pretty clever,
That's
actually.
Not bad. I've never gotten that one. Now I have a big head.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. My first name's Brian, and they used to spell it brains. So I took it as a double compliment.
Excellent. Yeah, you should have taken it as a compliment.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. I always do.
Thank you for calling.
All insults get turned into compliments. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Yeah, my wife's dad used to call her radio because she talks so much, I guess.
Wow,
and
really?
I'm like, that's kind of rude.
That is rude.
But pretty funny. 818-955-KLOS.
Rude nicknames. The rude ones are funny.
They are. They're the best. And when they come from the family, it's so heartwarming.
We're talking about nicknames that you have or had. KLOS, hello.
My nickname is Mufasa, as in Mufasa from The Lion King.
Mufasa. All right.
Why?
I like it.
Yeah. How come?
Well, I was thinking of a gamer tag to put in, and we were watching The Lion King that day, and I couldn't think of anything, so I just put Mufasa. So a lot of people know me as Mufasa now.
That's pretty great.
But the funny thing is that now I started a clothing brand, and I named it Scar Clothing Los Angeles, so now a lot of people know me as Scar.
Which do you like better?
I like both of those.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I like both.
I like Scar. Kevin has decided you need to start calling yourself Scar.
Which do you like better?
Scar.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Because it's your business.
Woo!
Yeah. All right.
All right, Scar. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Mufasa?
KLOS.
Hello.
What did we just say?
Nicknames.
I used to work at a steel mill with a guy by the name of Keith Thomas, and we all called him Keister.
Keister, what a great nickname.
There we have a Keith here.
We do.
Oh, he might be Keister.
Let's call him Keister.
Keister! Fries!
My nickname from the 80s was a Halloween costume, and everybody from the IE knows me as Shithead.
As what?
Shithead.
Pinhead?
Shithead.
Oh! Piphead?
I've named it a pivot.
Did you say Pip?
It was a Halloween costume.
Right, and they called you Pip?
Shithead.
You are making me use this beeper until it's going to break. Damn it!
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Right on, Beephead. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Patrick. Nickname is Spicoli.
Spicoli.
Why'd you fall out of a van? And was you like that your skull because you're so wasted? And did you like have Mr. Hand stop by your when you're going to go? Damn! I ran out of steam.
What just happened to you?
I don't know. I just ran out of steam.
I'm going to write on the board. I don't.
Oh. I don't know. Okay.
Giving you full credit, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Right on, Spicoli. Thanks for calling.
What are you people? On dope?
One of my favorite movie characters ever.
Same. KLOS, hello.
Kevin, it's Lego.
Hey.
What's your nickname?
I was in the military, so they called me Mac-Mac.
Mac-Mac.
Mac-Mex.
Mac-Mex.
Yes.
Because you're Mexican?
No, because my last name is McDonald.
I should have known that.
Yes, you should have.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
Was I supposed to?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, that's an obvious conclusion.
KLOS, hello.
The nickname, well, it wasn't my nickname, but a buddy of mine is private in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up, he looked like Les Nessman, and he was a virgin, so we called him 7-Up.
I love it. I love it.
Never had it, never will.
That's fantastic.
Les Nessman. 7-Up. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Oh, the military clearly is winning.
Yes.
They're coming up with the best.
They have almost all the nicknames.
That doesn't surprise me.
No,
yeah,
it does not.
Really good nickname. 818-955-KLOS. Okay, yeah. So go ahead. Your nickname.
Your nicknames. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's El Jefe and Sloppy Nuts.
That's right.
818-955-KLOS, your nickname?
Hey, we got a guy at work. We used to call him Five Head. It's because he had a really huge forehead.
Yeah, I've had that.
Five Head.
I've gotten that as well, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I have a massive forehead.
You've never heard Five Head?
No, I have a huge forehead.
Oh, well, but you have hair over it.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, he's kind of a knucklehead, so we kind of changed it up. Now we just call him Bone Licker.
Much better. Actually.
I like that one the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the nickname.
Yes, what was yours?
In high school, they called me Buddha Man.
Buddha Man. Buddha Man, because you had the belly?
No, well, because I like Chinese food a lot, and I was the only guy in 10th grade that had good weed.
What's the weed reference there? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they would always say, hey, where's the Buddha Man?
Love it.
I need to talk to you off the air, dude. I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Shorty.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm actually 6'4".
I was going to say, okay. It's only funny right. If you're tall.
Yeah.
Then it's funny. All right, 6'4".
All right, Shorty, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Nicknames?
Well, my last name is Wedge, so what do you think I was always called?
Wedgie.
Wedgie?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I grew up with that.
End up getting a lot of wedgies as a direct result?
Had a few.
Yeah, I would think, man. Sure. You're going to get enough wedgies as it is as a kid, but if your nickname is Wedgie.
Yeah, you're screwed up.
Hey, that was that guy from Star Wars,
thank
right?
You, man.
Hey, wasn't that Wedgie? Didn't he blow up? Wedgie! No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your fish experienced?
The fish are high.
The fish are experienced. The fish were enjoying some purple haze themselves, man.
The fish off Florida are high. That's what we learned.
That's awesome.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Jed approves of this story.
Fish are high.
What?
But they're not enjoying. It's not a good high for them, I don't think.
How do you know?
Let's hear the story.
Okay.
We're talking about all sorts of drugs in these waters and then getting into our fish. Valium, antidepressants, blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, none of those are fun. Those aren't fun. Where's the fun in that?
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, stupid fish.
And the numbers are so alarming. Scientists say our fisheries could disappear forever.
Poof! They just vanish?
That seems bad.
Yeah.
And one of the problems starts in the doctor's office, goes to the drugstore, and ultimately ends up in the ocean.
8 of them were antidepressants, and a few of them were up to about 300 times the level that a doctor would prescribe you.
Woo! How is a fish still alive? 300 times.
Wow.
What a doctor would prescribe you.
For the heart medication or whatever.
What?
You think a fish would explode?
Blood pressure, Valium?
Yeah. Ooh, man.
That fish is calm.
Nick Castillo has just completed a 3-year study with fellow scientists at Florida International University and with the Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
What the hell is a bonefish, by the way?
It's a fish that they have in Florida that they don't eat, but they've been studying it, okay. And they found that they have a lot of these chemicals in the water that they've been eating.
Oh, that's fun.
And that if they're eating that,
well, then the
so
other fish are
the
too,
other
of
fish.
Course.
But they haven't studied the other fish yet.
Right.
Only the bonefish.
The research team tested the blood of 93 bonefish in South Florida. They found pharmaceutical drugs in every single one. The average number of drugs reported in just one fish, 7.
Unbelievable. That's the average. Yeah.
Yes.
And some had up to 16 different prescriptions in their systems.
How are they getting these? Like going down to the CVS disguised as your grandma?
I don't think that's their plan. It's a much uglier answer.
Oh, good.
We should note here, in Florida, bonefish are supposed to be caught and released.
Right.
We don't eat them. But what bonefish eat, other fish are eating too. And breakfast very likely had something it shouldn't have had.
Like antidepressant drugs that can have profound effects on an organism that's exposed.
So how is medication getting into our fish?
That's
scientists
the question.
Say the answer is simple. Through human waste. They flush it, they find it.
Not not people flushing the drugs, flushing the poop.
Yeah.
With the drugs
they
already
take,
in them.
They take the drugs.
Uh-huh. Why are fish eating poop? Shouldn't that go to some sort of place that gets...
It goes to the ocean, dude. That's how it works. That's how it works here.
This planet is doomed.
That's how it works in Southern California.
There's the processing plant. Sure. Well, the one in El Segundo that stinks to high heaven.
Sure. And then that gets some of it.
Oh, man.
When we take a prescription, the leftover medicine our body doesn't process comes out when we go to the bathroom.
No.
Right. From our toilets to wastewater treatment plants. Florida has 4,000 of them.
From our toilets right to your plate.
Isn't that great?
Wow. No more fish.
Listen, if any place needs Valium, it is the home of meth and bath salts, right? Florida.
And bath salts.
Just kind of let's even it out.
Oh, my God.
But so, I want to talk about getting drugged when you were unaware.
Oh, you didn't even know you were.
Correct.
Okay.
Like we are when we eat fish.
Yeah, apparently.
Who knew
when
we eat fish? We're ingesting Valium.
And, you know, and poop. And you know, after that cod, I just enjoyed it. I'm so chill, man. Actually, the first time I got drugged by someone, they didn't bother telling me that it was space
cake.
And
by the way, not the criminal kind. We don't want Bill Cosby stories at
all. Yes, please. No.
We don't want that at all. But funny.
Yes.
You were drug stories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I 19, someone brought me... a treat at the radio station I was at.
Really?
Just gotten started in the business. And I didn't know not to eat whatever comes in off the street. Yeah.
And that's a hard rule.
And they, you know, space cake. I was so wasted. I was like from 10 o'clock at night till 5:30 in the morning. I was on the air back then, so I was able to sort of come down by the end. But I'm like, just tell them, bro. I would have taken
just
it home
me,
and
right.
enjoyed. Yeah.
Right, of course. Just give me a heads up that I'm taking it.
They just wanted to hear if I got really wasted.
It would be nice. With a heads up,
yeah.
Of course, and you did get wasted on the
air. Oh, man.
Which was probably very rewarding for them.
It was kind of funny. Well, I don't know that. Yeah, they probably did.
So, no Bill Cosby stories, but you were drugged unaware. You did not know it.
How about you? Everybody slip you a Mickey?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
I think it's all been voluntary.
Keister!
Yeah.
Drugs for Kevin!
I don't think it's ever been unaware.
Yeah.
But 818-955-KLOS. If the first time you ever had a drug, or any time you've had a drug, was a surprise.
Surprise!
Hey, bad surprise! There you go, Sligo. Have some weed.
Space cake, actually. Woo, man. That was toasty. Woo!
We are talking about you got drugged, and it was a bit of a surprise. KLOS, hello.
I used to work at a bar in Austin, Texas, where our whole water cooler was doused with LSD.
Oh, man.
Wow, that is a bad surprise.
Why would they do that, first of all?
It was a goth bar, and it was just a giant water cooler that was available to everybody.
Sure. Okay,
Someone decided to dose the whole club.
Wow.
Wow, that's really dangerous. How was it for you?
I was an avid LSD user at the time.
So you knew what was going on.
You were happy.
Oh, I had a good time, but a lot of my coworkers and customers had no clue what was going on.
They were suddenly like, wow, Sisters of Mercy is amazing.
That is not the drug you want to be surprised with.
No. Boy, that's a fact.
KLOS, hello.
Slogo, Kevin, yep. How you guys doing today?
This is
Omar from Pomona.
We're great. Thank you, Omar. You were drugged. It was a surprise drugging?
It was my first time smoking a little bit of herb, you know, a little bit of that bomb. But this was back in the day, and I, you know, came across some great, great chronic back in the day.
Right.
And, yeah, it took me for a ride. Boy, I thought I was talking to an Indian for a second there.
You thought you were talking to an Indian?
I guarantee you I was talking to somebody that wasn't there.
Was fantastic. I wish we had video of that.
Hey, yeah. A birthday shout out. It's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you got it, man. We'll slip another Mickey into your birthday cake.
You guys have a KLOS t-shirt for something?
Nope. Happy birthday.
How much do you want from us?
Yeah. We ain't got crap, dude.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday, dude, man.
Have a great day.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so I was up for a couple of days on another drug, and then it was New Year's Eve morning, finally going to sleep, and I was drugged with some LSD and had to wake up and spend another few days up. So it was a good night.
Who decided to help you out with an extra dose?
That was my buddy Kyle.
Kyle.
And left me at his dad's house, so I guess Brian is not going.
Left you at his dad's house. What a dick.
What a dick. But hey, at least it was a sunny day, so, you know, why not?
Okay. Strangest answer ever, but thank you.
Right on, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You were surprised drugged, but not in a Bill Cosby way.
He's right, you know.
I mean, it's a valid point.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way. But
you can't be eating pudding if you don't have meat, like a meat bed. You need a meat bed, or the pudding will explode.
Are you high?
A little bit.
We started the hour talking about the fish in Florida and how they are on drugs.
Yeah. And it comes from people's bottoms.
Three times as much Valium as people are prescribed.
And the fish.
And a fish.
Around Florida.
Which is scary. So then we started talking about being surprise drugged. No Bill Cosby stories, please.
Please.
818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I was in junior high. Me and my buddy were going through his dad's stash because everybody back in the day, late 70s, early 80s, had a dad or a mom that had a tray on the coffee table where they separate the seeds and the stems.
Of course.
Mine didn't, but yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Grabbed one of the buds that was on the table that didn't have any stems and seeds, and we went up to this canyon, snuck down into a sewer, a tube. Sneak in there and skateboard down to the beach.
Right.
By the time we came out, we realized that it had been dipped with something.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. We thought we were walking on the moon. We literally were bouncing like we were floating. And I thought all the rocks in the canyon were soft pillows. I thought I'd lay down on them, and the pain from hitting my head on the rocks kind of sobered me up, and I realized, okay, those aren't soft pillows. Those are just big cobble in the riverbed.
Those aren't pillows?
One of my favorite movie lines of all time.
That is but so crazy what your brain can tell you you're seeing.
That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. Well, what did you ask your dad what he was dipping it in?
Oh, it wasn't my dad. It was my friend's dad, and we didn't have the gumption to go up to him and say, hey, we stole some of your buds.
Gotcha.
Yeah, probably at wisest.
Yeah, it's probably smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin Oswego?
Yes. Hi there.
Hey, buddy. You talking about first trips?
Surprise druggings.
Surprise drug. Didn't know you were going to get high.
I got a brownie that got some LSD in it, man. It was great. I was the trailers. I had x-ray vision for about 4 or 5 hours.
But had you done LSD up until that point? Because, again, I think that's an awful drug to start with if it's a surprise.
Yeah, if you don't know it's coming on.
Never. I didn't even do recreational pot. So this is like my very first virgin pot.
Wow.
Who decided to cram that into your brownie mix?
I think it was my buddy that supplied us with some fun edibles that weekend that I don't want to leave nameless.
That's his first name.
Yeah, no, and his phone number. I need to talk to this dude, man. I need to hook up.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Ah, man, oh, man. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling with my first accidental drugging.
Yes, you were surprised you were high.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Yeah. All right, record this to my mom. So I was a freshman in high school, and I walked into the locker room. It was like 7 a.m., and a group of my friends, they were like all hurdled over their backpacks, and they're like, oh, man, you don't want to have too much of it. It's like, you know, really, really strong over a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to them, like, what are you guys talking about? Like, strong brownie. Like, so they handed it to me, and I, unknowingly innocent, I was like 13, and I ate the whole thing. And apparently, it was a 1,000 milligram.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
How much of it did you eat?
The whole thing, she said.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing.
1,000 milligrams.
7 o'clock in the morning at school.
7 a.m. in the morning, before P.E., winning.
Oh. Please tell me your P.E. teacher said,
what are you people? On dope?
Did you go home?
As far as I can remember, I went to a couple of my next classes before talking to someone to get me the hell out of there because I just felt like I was vibrating, you know, 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It's a good thing you can't die from weed.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I would have. They dropped me off at like an interval, and I...
Hold up. You said they dropped you off at an In-N-Out?
Yeah, I was like, I want to go get me some animal fries.
I'm hungry.
So I remember eating those fries.
Sure.
And then one of the, you know, In-N-Out employees being like, hey, you know, we try to let you stay here as long as possible, but we're closing, you know. And so I called my dad to pick me up, and I went home, and then I slept until, like, the next day at, like, 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Nice. Nice.
Damn.
Wow, that is a heavy brownie right there.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That's, you know, that is what you need. It's just go to In-N-Out, and you'll be good.
Right? That's always the answer.
In-N-Out's the best.
Agreed.
I love In-N-Out.
Should I say on the air what I was just saying here in the studio?
No, probably not. Probably should keep that to yourself.
Woo!
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Peace. Time for What We Learned.
Yeah.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Monkeypox is a thing. Either we're all going to die, or it's fine and it's incredibly hard to get infected with. One or the other.
I don't think we need another pox thing.
Agreed. Agreed. The fish in Florida are all on drugs, especially Valium, up to 300 times as much as humans are prescribed.
That's some chill fish, man.
Wow. And then people are dumb. A guy with Crocs went swimming in an alligator enclosure in Florida.
And somehow Kevin is trying to convince me that wasn't him.
They found Crocs and shorts in the water, and when they found him a mile away in his underwear with wounds, he claimed it was from a wild crocodile attack.
You claimed it was because of Crocs, shorts?
I didn't have anything to do with
liar.
It.
Liar!
Is what I'm saying.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet the crocodile.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. You're not going out in that. Mostly for...
No, that's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughters,
back
right.
In the day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
Right? That is when I absolutely heard.
Don't Woo! Tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not. That little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep. There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never really?
The parents? No.
But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Yeah, one of my parents used to say that all the time. Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yes.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
My dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
Shut up.
My dad once told me, you should have been a job.
My dad used to say, dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Hey, is that the...
Oh, look out! Oh, my God! Just wiped out the Florida fish.
That's
the
castroid
fish. Yeah, bone fish, baby.
The word this hour for you to win $2,000 is paramount.
Paramount!
Paramount is the word. Text that to 68683. That is paramount to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
You are competing with Los Angeles-based human beings as you play our precious little game, and standard data messaging rates apply. You get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour. Till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Oh, the castroid is here.
Right on headquarters.
The word this hour is solar.
Solar?
S-O-L-A-R, solar. Text that to 68683. That's solar to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more chances to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah, none of that.
No, please.
Please. Whoa.
That's the castroid.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. The word this hour is Anaheim.
Oh, like the city?
Anaheim.
Nice.
Text that word to 68683. That's Anaheim to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
What if you live in Hollywood and you don't want to text Anaheim? You'd just be like, nope, I'm not going to try the contest.
Text the word Anaheim to the number 68683.
All right. And standard data messaging rates apply. You got shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
That's the castroid.
It's another chance to win $2,000. We got to quit doing that. We're going to go broke.
Text the word Anaheim. This hour's word is Anaheim.
No, you're lying. It's scary. This time it is scary. It's scary. S-C-A-R-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, text that to 68683 for your shot to win a couple thousand dollars.
The word is scary.
Scary. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got chances to win at about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Can't imagine by now you haven't heard that it's Pete Townsend's birthday. He of the Who, born on this day in rock in the UK in 1945. Monsieur Peter Gabriel released his fifth solo album on this day in rock in 1986. So... which featured the hit Sledgehammer. It was a cavalcade of rock stars on this day in rock in 1996 on The Simpsons, the Homer Palooza episode, featuring one of my favorite bands ever, Sonic Youth, also Peter Frampton, Cypress Hill, and Smashing Pumpkins.